Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. Berkshire Botanical Gardens Harvest Festival, an iconic Berkshire event dating back to its founding in 1934, is slated for this weekend, October 8th and 9th, going from 10 to 5 at the Garden in Stockbridge. The Harvest Festival will include continuous family entertainment, a giant tag sale featuring repurposed, gently used household items, clothing and jewelry, and an expanded plant sale, as well as a farmer's market. Children's activities include hay rides, pony rides, a haunted house, pumpkin tossing, a hay maze, interactive music, roving entertainers, and backed by popular demand, the Pocket Lady. We may or may not get into that depending on what we're talking about. To tell us more, we welcome the board chairman of the Berkshire Botanical Garden, Matt Larkin. Good morning, Matt. How are you?
Great. How are you?
It's really nice to have you on the program.
Thank you very much.
Welcome back. And Executive Director Thaddeus Thompson. Thaddeus, how are you?
I'm very well. Great to be here.
It's wonderful to have you. I thank you very much for joining us this morning. So let us begin with you, Matt, of how important this festival is.
Well, I think for a couple of reasons, Joe. We feel that this is our gift to the community. People have been coming to see this as children, as parents, now as grandparents, bringing their grandchildren here. As you said, it's been going since 1934, with the exception of the last 2 years where we weren't able to do it because of the pandemic. But we're all super excited to be able to offer it to the community again.
And when you think of it and you plan for it, how do you go about that?
Well, luckily we have an events planner, Dana Audia, who is really in charge of it. And she's been doing it for a number of years, which is really good because we've had a lot of staff changes. And this year we will have exactly 4 people on staff that have ever done it before. So this is going to be a challenge for us, but I have no fear that we'll pull it off nicely.
Thaddeus, you were one of those who have never done this before.
That's right. It's my first time through.
So what is that like, and what have you heard about it? what do they tell you to get ready for it?
Yeah, buckle up. That's basically right. What they say. So I actually started at the garden in early September of last year as we were planning to do a Harvest Festival and to bring it back after a 1 year hiatus. But with COVID, we had to put it off one more year. And you know, really, the planning starts a long time in advance. So we've been working at this all year. We've got a lot of vendors to bring in, a lot of work that takes place around the garden to prepare for it. Anytime you've got 10 or 12,000 people coming through, we've got everybody. This is an all hands on deck event for us. So everybody's chipping in.
When you think of that, sort of all aspects, right? So all aspects of the garden, everything that you do will be, you get to show off.
Yeah.
Right? All the different things you would do, all aspects of your program, you get to show off a little bit.
That's right.
Yeah,
absolutely. And with the we will have the Lenhart Galleries. We have the last of our 3 installation shows of Symbiosis. So in addition to being able to see things that are outside in the gardens that we've been tended, we've tended for the whole year, there's a wonderful outdoor sculpture installation and an indoor show of Symbiosis curated by Beth DeWoody, a big contemporary art collector.
What is the state of the garden right now?
It's looking pretty beautiful,
looks, yeah.
I think. I mean, we're just starting to get foliage color coming in, and our latest season things are putting on a nice display, but it's time now to start putting gardens to bed, as all gardeners know.
Yeah, but we haven't had a morning frost yet,
right.
So and I don't think we're going to get one this week, I don't think. So it should look pretty nice.
It happens Saturday and Sunday, October 8th and 9th from 10 to 5, and you can find out more information and plan out your time by going to berkshirebotanical.org, berkshirebotanical.org. How ultimately does this, Matt, fit into the overall mission of the...
It fits. It fits in that our mission focuses on the education and science of gardening, and so in addition to offering activities for families and stuff, we have demonstrations of things that are garden related as we go through. The other thing that it does for us, as far as literally supporting our mission, is it's the largest fundraiser that we do every year, and so with 10,000 to 15,000 people coming in, it's a big deal.
Yeah. Now, that's a lot of people.
I don't have
to tell you that, but that's a lot of people.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that says a lot right there, doesn't it?
Yeah, I really do think people really love it, and they look forward to coming to it every year. Yeah.
What do you think the draw is?
I think it's just a beautiful setting, and I think that people, it's a kind of a historical thing. It's multi-generational. People have been coming for years, and they look forward to this particular weekend. It's always Columbus Day weekend, yeah. And it's generally great weather. So far, knock wood, we're looking at nice weather. If it rains, it's a real drag, but does not look like it's going to happen this year. But we do it anyway, one way or the other. We're going to put it on.
You're one of the few people who've come on the show. If it rains, it's going to suck. But I like that. That's good to be honest. No, but, well, it's a garden. So
yeah.
you want it to be beautiful.
Yes, exactly.
Nice,
and the garden does, it takes a toll on the garden to have that many people tromping through it. And we have a great staff that maintains it beautifully throughout the whole year, including a huge number of volunteers. We have over 200 volunteers that help make this thing happen, stationed around emptying garbage, taking tickets, serving food, just dealing with it all. So we love that community involvement as well, and I think that's what speaks to us.
Thaddeus Thompson is the executive director. As we mentioned, you're one of the newbies. So
right.
How did you come to this position?
I've been working in the botanic garden world for most of the last decade. I was with Tower Hill Botanic Garden before this, which is the Worcester County Horticultural Society, and I'm on the board of the Massachusetts Horticultural Society. So, but most of all, just a long love of plants and gardens. And for me, it's a great honor to come out here and serve the garden and the community. Loved this area for a long time, somewhat rooted in the area. As I said, just a privilege to be here.
I talked about mission a moment ago, and which you gave a great answer for, but I'm curious as to sort of holistically, globally, of the importance of having botanical gardens in communities.
I'm a strong believer in the idea that gardens and horticulture can offer a lot of solutions to some of the great problems we have in society, whether it's climate change or water scarcity, human health, we've got a lot of great lessons that we've gleaned from the world of horticulture and can really inspire people.
Anything you'd like to add to that?
Well, the other thing, too, is that we like keeping abreast of what is actually causing harm. And we have been one of the first gardens to add to our retinue the IPPPM, which is the insect and pollen management, so that we do not use pesticides in our gardens. And we're now very keenly aware of creating environments for pollinators. And so that's something that we can do that helps us heal the environment.
Yeah, that's actually something that's brand new, integrated pest and pollinator management. So IPM has been a strategy, a sort of a decision framework that a lot of botanic gardens use and is used in horticulture and agriculture broadly about how to deal with pests and invasive species and the like. And we've sort of taken that a step further and recognizing the opportunity we have to promote pollinator health, because we certainly all depend on pollinators for beautiful flowers and for all of our food.
And this is a concerted effort not only with you, but with other botanical gardens as well?
Yeah, as I said, IPM is a strategy that a lot of botanic gardens across the country, by and large, utilize. But we at Berkshire Botanical Garden have been focusing a lot on ecology lately, the ecological value of the environment that we can create there. So one of our big projects this year is actually an establishment year for a new meadow, a native plant meadow. And as much as it's going to be a beautiful place, it's also very importantly a rich habitat for pollinators and for birds.
So I guess I'm interested of how these ideas and these initiatives get extrapolated to other places across the globe.
Well, that's a great question. You know, do you mean other other communities, other gardens?
Yeah, I mean the people that look at this and we say, oh, well, this works here, and this is something that we should be doing to protect.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, I think one of the things, and I mentioned it with the native plant meadow, is that, you know, we're focusing a lot, and we certainly have a lot of exotic plants in our collection from all around the world. But increasingly, we're focusing on native plants, the beauty of native plants, the ecological value of native plants. So wherever you are, certainly if you're a botanic garden, recognizing the value of native plants, but also we all learn from each other great ways and lessons on how to care for our local environment as well.
Of course, we're talking about this amazing Harvest Festival, but Matt, I mean, you handed me a copy of Cuttings, which is your magazine, which is beautiful, and this is the summer fall. But there's so many programs, even over the next month, coming weeks, of education programs, of certainly part of the mission as well.
That's really what we do, Joe. And the head of our education, Bridget Stone, is just an amazing, dynamic person who has been working really hard at getting the word out on so many different levels. Now that we have the new Center House, we have a whole program of culinary classes. We have educational classes having to do with dividing plants, how to put your plants away for the winter. I mean, that's really what we do, is to put our knowledge and the teachers and the knowledge that we have around us out to the public.
Mm-hmm. What is the response from those? I guess I'm from those programs of the type of, I mean, is there a typical attendee?
No, there is not. Yeah. And I think it really goes across the board. Our botanical illustration classes bring in a pretty core group of people that are devoted to the teachers that we do. We also have a horticultural certificate program, which people go through over a period of a couple of years, which ends up being the new sort of crop of people that are coming that have either decided to make their lifestyle change so that they're not doing anything corporate, that they want to be outside, and the young kids that are coming up. You know, we've had such an influx of new residents in the county, and our membership is up because of it, because we were one of the few places that could be open during the pandemic. We got a lot of people that are interested in seeing us and hearing what we have to say as far as education.
Yeah, I was going to say that too. We have a great camp, mostly during the summer, but also in February and April. School vacation weeks, and it's just a fabulous way to connect with the next generation of stewards and gardeners. And we do a lot of programs actually in local schools as well.
In the minute or so that we have left, the Berkshire Botanical Gardens Harvest Festival is slated for this coming weekend, 10 to 5. How do you, and either one of you or both of you can answer this question, of the best way to navigate it and 10,000 people?
I'm trying to figure that one out too, Joe.
Well, I can tell you that you know, we have adequate parking. We make a big effort. We have a whole crew that's just in charge of getting people in and out of the mowed fields that we have around the property. Yep. The admission this year is $10. We've gone up a couple of bucks because
it's free for kids under 12.
Free for kids under 12, but it's going to make the actual transaction of two people in for $20 a lot easier than two people in for 16 and trying to get through the amount of singles that we have to go through for that. Exactly.
Yes.
So that should streamline things a bit this year, I think. And since all the money does go to support our educational programming, I'm sure that we will not be begrudged a little increase.
Yeah. And lots of great live entertainment.
Yeah.
And once you're in, then you can plan.
Then you can plan as much as you want to and stroll around at your leisure.
Yeah, 24 acres to enjoy.
You're very nice to have brought apple cider donuts. I assume they will be on. Yes, they'll be part of the program as well.
These are from Taft Farms, and they're providing us probably well over 1,000 donuts coming up. And we've got autumn bisque from the Red Lion Inn. That's been a tradition as well. Although once upon a time, Alice Brock from Alice's Restaurant did the soup.
That's right.
But she's not coming back this year. But yeah, lots of great vendors, lots of great food. Hope. Joe, you enjoy these donuts.
Well, that's very sweet of you. Thank you very much. Well, this is an amazing event that has been happening, as I mentioned, since 1934, and a wonderful, beautiful tradition that happens in the Berkshires, and it will happen this weekend. The Berkshire Botanical Gardens Harvest Festival is slated for October 8th and 9th, runs from 10 to 5 at the Garden in Stockbridge, Massachusetts. You can find out more information by going to their website, which is Berkshire Botanical. Am I right on that?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
BerkshireBotanical.org, BerkshireBotanical.org. Thaddeus and Matt, I thank you very much for being with us. What
thank
a great
you.
Pleasure to have you.
Thanks for having us, Joe.
Have a beautiful festival. Thank you.
Thanks.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.